clock, music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. In a day gone by, I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Thank God for another day. While they were hating on me, he done found another way. I know a trouble all around, trying to tear us all down. But I gotta thank God every day above.
Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Associate Pastor Fanny Reed, and this morning we're going to be talking about presenting your body to God as a living sacrifice. Amen? Let's go to Romans 12 and 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. In the first verse, we realized that we had to present our bodies to Christ. And in the second verse, it tells you, you have to present your body to Christ as a living sacrifice. You know, we as human beings, we don't want to change. We don't accept change. But one thing I know, if you do something different, you're going to see something different happen. First of all, when you present your body to Christ, that means you have to change some things. And when you change, you have to do something different. There has to be an improvement. It has to be better. You're going to have to accomplish something. You're going to be going forward. And most of all, you are going to be moving. But if you're in the same place all the time, there is no change. Amen? So when we present our bodies to Christ, there's going to be a change. Amen? You will learn to know God's will for yourself, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Amen? We have to present our bodies. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform our minds. Amen? And in order for our minds to be transformed, it has to be renewed. Now, in transforming your mind on whatever it might be, you got to meditate, read, study, do something over and over and over again. So it's the same way with God. If you want to see a change in your life, you want to see something different, you're going to have to transform your mind. When there's no change of mind, there's no change of life. Mm-hmm. You're going to know whether or not you've been changed if you're in the same spot all the time. You see the same thing. Every day you wake up, the same thing. Nothing different. The same thing. Year after year, the same thing. You don't see no signs, no oneness, nothing different. So something is going on with you. We can never accuse God of things that's happening into our life. We as humans, we want to, you know, we want to put the fault on somebody. But if you're in the same spot, there's no movement, there's no change, there's nothing different, something is wrong with that picture. So in order for God to change our mind, we have to do something different. We are not supposed to copy the behaviors of the world system. The world is have a mind of its own. God said him and the world is enemies. You would know that if your mind have been transformed. Pick up your Bible and begin to read and study. He says, study and show yourself approved. Once you begin to read and study, your mind begin to transform. And you become what they call that new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 say, once you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. The word behold means look. If you see anything different in your life, there is a change. And mostly we want that change done with God, because the only right way I know is his way. To the world, he seems right. And to sometimes to us, it seems right. But God's way is the right way. God's way is the best way. Amen? And first of all, we got to transform that mind. The only way we can transform the mind, we have to read the word. You have to study the word. Meditate on the word day and night. The book of Proverbs say, meditate day and night on the word of God, and we will find strength and even marrow to our bones. So once we begin to transform our minds, we begin to think different, act different, see different, which is the way God wants us to see things, the way God wants us to act, the things God wants us to say. But if we don't transform that mind, we're going to continue to do the same thing over and over again. Don't copy the behaviors of the world. When there's a change of mind, there's a change in your life. Don't forget that. If your mind have changed, your life have changed. Good or bad, we hope it's good. Amen? And you got to remember, even when you transform the mind, you begin to think different. You're going to think the way God wants you to think. Amen? That's why he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, and by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, a lot of people say, we can't do that. I don't have the strength. But one thing I read in the word, it said your will is free. Your will is free, your will to do right, a will to do wrong. The natural freedom is in all of us people, everybody. That will is free no matter what circumstance we're in, regardless of the state of our mind, our character, whatever is going on in our lives, our will is free. We can will to do right or will to do wrong. It's up to us. You got to transform your mind, change your thinking, and act different. Amen. So you got to transform your mind in order to line up with the word of God, and you begin to see things happen different. He says signs and wonders will follow the believer. So when you begin to transform your mind, you will see things different. So we thank God this morning. We give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Transform our minds. Pick up your Bible. Begin to read and study your word. Meditate therein day and night. Every day. Let it not depart from our lips nor our eyes. And we will find life, health, and strength even to our bodies. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Lily Bead, and I shall be praying for us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you for waking us up this morning, still enclosing our right mind. We thank you, oh God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you right now, oh God, that you've given us power and authority over the enemy today, the fish and the fowl of the air, every creeping and crawling thing there is. And Father God, we take that authority right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse, every plan that the enemy got out against the people of God and our families. God, we curse it to the root. We say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you have forgiven us for all of our sins, and you have blocked out all our transgressions, and you have washed away all our iniquities in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord God. Every trap and trick of the enemy today, God, we curse it to the root because you gave us the power, Lord God, and we are taking the power today in the name of Jesus. God, we just bind the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we say the hand of the Lord and the blood of Jesus be against it. Father God, we thank you that you told us in your word we are the head and not the tail. We above on and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. You have made us rich and no sorrow has been added. And we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy today. Your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new every day. We thank you, oh God, for the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit today. We thank you right now, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you hold us in the palm of your hand, and by no means can the enemy pluck us out today. We thank you, God, that you give us peace in the midst of a storm. We thank you, God, that you have understanding and clarity of us, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, that you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you right now, God, that we are victorious in every battle in the name of Jesus, because you are our leader, you are our guide, Lord God. And we thank you right now, God, that you are holding us in the palm of your hand. And by no means can any man pluck us out. That means no situation, no anything that the enemy brings to us can take us out of your hand. No pandemic, no viruses, no germs, no nothing.